farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, farmers trained in better land husbandry practices, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Are you the promoter of a new or established event with mass appeal? Submit your event for inclusion in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's Jamrock Summer Promotional Program. Film, dance, fashion, food, literary arts, and other entertainment events all qualify for inclusion. Events must fall between May 15 and August 15, 2015. Selected events will benefit from local and international marketing support. Submit your events by Friday, February 13. For more information, contact the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 920-492-6230 or email us at entertainment@mot.gov.jm.
Over 1,000 farmers, including women and young people from 3 farming communities in St. Thomas and Portland, have received training in key areas of agriculture. The training was provided by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, under an emergency recovery project.
Farmers in the 3 project areas cultivated crops on steep slopes on the outer fringes of the Blue Mountain Range. Farmers have been exposed to training in better land husbandry practices and agriculture disaster risk management, in addition to undertaking community rehabilitation work initiatives.
Principal Director of Technical Services at RADA, Peter Thompson. The 3 farming communities are Leith Hall and Fund Hill in St. Thomas and Reach District in Portland.
In this project, we have seen the establishment of 15 demonstration plots in these specific communities, highlighting best land husbandry practices and strategies that will preserve topsoil and also include in the recovery of these farmers over time.
The main feature of this project is that it provided temporary alternative income to farmers through a voucher for work approach implemented in Jamaica for the first time.
Farmers would do work, the extension officer would certify the work, and then based on successful completion of that work, the farmer would receive an authentic voucher from the RADA, and that voucher would be taken to the farm store and it would be redeemed, exchanged for goods of his choice.
Principal Director of Technical Services at RADA, Peter Thompson. Work carried out under the project included land clearing and bushing, construction of hillside ditches, trenches, stone barriers, trash barriers, and vegetated contour barriers, pruning of fruit tree orchards, and planting of seedlings. Overall, a total of 1,001 vouchers, valuing a maximum of $10,000, were issued to each participating farmer. The project was funded by the Belgian government at a cost of $300,000 and approved by the Food and Agriculture Organization.
The next time you enjoy a sumptuous meal of fish, conch, lobster, shrimp, or other seafood, make sure you thank Mother Nature for our wetlands and our fishers for the work they do. Did you know wetlands like mangrove forests, marshlands, seagrass beds, rivers, and coral reefs are sanctuaries for young fish, protecting them from harm? Did you know wetlands are also valuable natural resources that provide a source of employment for many Jamaicans through the fishing industry? What can you do? Save our wetlands, save our fisheries, safeguard our future.
And now for our proverb of the day. You can't sit on pankoba koskokin. And this means we should never be ungrateful to or disdainful of those who help us. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers and for producer Andrew James Sawyers, this is Vaughn Davis wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.